Welcome back to another edition of Health Hack. Today, I want to give you a quick hit of inspiration, and it's all about something that we use every day without even thinking about it. Your words. Not just the ones you say out loud, but the quiet ones you whisper to yourself and your unconscious mind is hearing because it is always eavesdropping. Because your self-talk, it is your internal medicine. It can either build you up or quietly break you down. And think about this. How many times have you said, I have to get through this day, or I can't do that, or I'm so bad at this, or it's too hard. Cancel, cancel, cancel. When we speak like this, even in our heads, our unconscious mind is listening and believes it. So what happens when we make a conscious shift? I have to becomes I get to, or I choose to. That one tweak instantly invites gratitude. And if for a moment you just close your eyes and tune into your body and you say the words, I have to, and notice how that feels in your body, and then clear that out, shake it all out, and then close your eyes again and feel into your body and say the words, I choose to, and notice how that feels in your body. It feels wildly different, so much more uplifting and opening versus the constriction of I have to. It literally is shifting energy from burden to blessing. The words I can't becomes I choose not to. That tiny pivot moves you from powerless to empowered, and it reminds you that you are in charge of your decisions and not a victim of them. When we reframe our language, we literally reprogram our internal world, and the ripple effect touches everything. So here's your health hack for today. Pick one common phrase you say and give it an upgrade. Say it out loud, write it down, repeat it with intention. Because these micro shifts in language become macro shifts in mindset. Words matter, and the words you speak become the reality you live in. So are the words you speak and think words that lift you up, elevate you, support you? Are they words of love? Do you speak to yourself as you would to someone you love? Or do you tear yourself down? And if you find yourself tearing yourself down, another little exercise is to put up a stop sign. Become aware each time you do that. Put up the stop sign and turn that thought around into something positive. This is so powerful. Just this starts to change lives. And this is what I love to teach. And join us at our next Meet Your Unconscious Mind workshop so you can start to understand the power of our language, of our programming, of our neurology, and that we can shift all of it. I'll drop the link to the free workshop in the comments below. And we hope to see you there.